Well, hello there, gentlemen. This is a reminder that in 2 days it's going to be Valentine's Day. You real men shouldn't know anything about it, but if you do, boycott it. The day is only traditionally for femmes anyway, to receive gifts or be pampered in some special way. And if your femme throws a hissy fit because you didn't buy her anything, then get a new femme. Oh, and maybe you're thinking, I'll never find a femme like that again. Yes, you will. They're all about the same, just slightly different degrees. But I thought we'd talk about freedom. It is a nice word. And it means different things to different people and different countries, doesn't it? Now, I'm in the UK at the moment, and this country pretty well has always been quite suppressed. And it's funny because the English people really do believe they're free, but they're not. Now, some of my life I grew up in the UK, and I was used to it. And I too thought I was free. Until when I was a very, very young man, I moved to Canada and lived there and worked there, because I'm Canadian. And all of a sudden, I found out what freedom really was. I realized I hadn't been free all the time in the UK. Because in the UK, there's so many laws and regulations. But in Canada, at that time, I felt so free. And I believe that even some people in my family who are completely English are going to live and die believing that they are free. Because they've lived nowhere else but the UK. So they don't have any yardstick, say. And even when I was a young man, the police, or the bobby on the beat in the UK, was quite different than the Canadian police. The Canadian police were relaxed. They weren't trying to charge you with something all the time. But the English police, that's what they want to do. But you never know about life, and I ended up back in the UK for family reasons. And I do feel oppressed by the government and all the laws. And I know it's going to be very hard to get ahead in the UK. But I moved to Thailand for 10 years or more. And once again, I felt free again. That feeling you get when you get off the plane, that anything is possible. So I myself have experienced freedom, just not so much in the UK. But I don't know what country you're in, and do you feel free or not? And maybe you go away on holiday to other countries. But it still won't make you realize whether you're free really or not, unless you work and live in those other countries. To all the young men in the UK that I meet, I tell them to move out of England and go somewhere else. Because there's so many people in the UK, and the chances of them getting ahead is very slim. But of course, none of us are really free to be able to do and say anything we want, anywhere we want. You have to have some rules and regulations. But if you notice, around the world, freedoms are being taken away very slowly. Or maybe they've already been taken away, and the people don't even know it. But of course, a married man's freedom has been taken away all the time he's married, really. Yes, yes, I know, there's this very few marriages that actually work. But of course, a lot of them just tolerate it because they're too lazy to do anything about it. I've experienced freedom in Canada and Thailand, and the odd occasion in the UK. So at least I know what it is and what I'm losing. But there's a lot of people out there who don't even know what real freedom is, and probably never will. But of course, there's a lot of people nowadays, especially the snowflakes, who don't want to be free, do they? Well, for all those snowflakes out there, I don't know if they noticed or not, the world is heating up, and we know what heat does to snowflakes. You take it easy, people.